Al-Naba'a, the important announcement. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. What is it that these disbelievers are asking one another about? Is it about the greatly important and very useful announcement leading to knowledge, about which they differ from the Muslims and among themselves? It is not as they assume. They shall surely know the truth thereof. We say it again. The real thing is not as they believe. They shall surely come to know the truth thereof. Have we not made the earth as a bed, and the mountains as a series of pegs? And we have created you in pairs, males and females. And we have made your sleep a source of rest. And we have made the night as a covering, and we have made the day for following the various pursuits of life. And we have built above you 7 strong heavenly bodies of the solar system. And we have made therein the sun providing immense light and heat from a long distance. And we pour down from the dripping clouds water in torrent, that we may bring forth therewith all kinds of grain and vegetation, and grow with it gardens thick and luxuriant. Surely the day of judgment is an appointed time, the day when the trumpet will be blown, and you will come in large troops. And the heaven shall be flung open, and it shall become all doors. And the mountains shall be wiped out, and shall become as if reduced to plains of sand. Surely only Jahannam shall be in wait for those who deny the truth, a nursing home for the rebellious. There they shall be staying for ages, till all their maladies are completely treated. There they shall find no comfort of coolness, nor drink. All that they shall have will be boiling water or stinking fluid as a recompense, a befitting recompense for the evils done by them. They did not fear any reckoning at all, and they had belied our messages outright. And everything of their deeds we have fully recorded in a book of deeds. It shall be said to them when they are about to be punished, suffer therefore the consequences of your evil deeds. We will do no more than increase your torment. As for those who guarded against evil, there awaits them a triumph. Orchards and vineyards, and blooming young maidens suiting their age, and also matching in all other respects, and overflowing cups of pure and clean drink. Therein they will hear no vain discourse, no topics based on falsehood. It will be said to each, all of this is bestowed on you by your Lord, both by way of gift and by reckoning. The Lord of the heavens and the earth, and of all that lies between them, the Most Gracious God, whom they dare not address. All this will be on the day of resurrection, when the perfect spirit and the angels will stand in rows. None shall speak except he, Muhammad, to whom the Most Gracious God will grant permission, and who will speak only what is right. That day is bound to come, so let him who will seek recourse to his Lord. Verily, we have warned you of a punishment which is close at hand, a day when a person shall see what good or evil deeds he has sent on before for the next life. And the disbeliever will say, would that I were mere dust.